le mostre divinity. Anurag. Love does not mean that whim. Lust does not mean whim. The purest thing, most eliminated, even busy bhakti, is eliminated. Only love and beauty, nothing else, which is tasteful to the autocrat, not under law. The autocrat to be satisfied. Such thing, such is the standard of what is called love, divine. Who does not, autocrat means does not care for anything. He is to be satisfied. So how much attention and absorption towards that is necessary. All eliminative, all exclusive.
She said love and duty. You said love and duty.
Loving?
Love and duty.
Duty is part below duty.
But ecstasy?
In consideration of duty, there is in conception of duty, there is room for law and duty by me. Four tendencies excite us to our action. First is fear. Fear. In the lower creation, they work only for fear. The animals and others, fear. Boy. Then next higher section, they work for hope, expectation, prospect. In the first step, only out of fear one works. In the next higher step, he works out of prospect. If I do, then I shall get something. The third is duty. Sense of duty, third. And the fourth is anurag. No question of duty is also there. Duty, yes, I have got some understanding, some obligation. Obligation, if I do not do, I will be blamed like this or that. The third stage, actuated by the motive of discharging duty. And the fourth, no consciousness of duty even. Duty even, it is only through law. Cannot but do this. I cannot but do. Help, I am helpless. That is only law. The fourth stage, which excites us to any action. The fourth and purest anurag. I can't but do this. That is anurag. And the sense of duty, next to the one. And then prospect, for which we do. And the last, by fear, we have to do. Do you follow?
Yes.
Bhagavad has given this light in Chaitanya Shikshamrita perhaps. Bhoy, asa, kartavya buddhi and rag. Four stages of action. Movement. own everything. I cannot but do this. That is their position. They can't withdraw. Can't withdraw, helpless. The heart is wholesale captured by Krishna. The attraction of Krishna has captured their heart wholesale. No way out. Hare Krishna. God's grace is of such charming nature and is such intense that no way out but to serve Him. So sweet. Neither by fear, nor by hope, nor by duty, sense of duty, but helpless. Cannot do without that. Can't do. They're sad and feel satisfaction. The monopoly. No marketing possible there. No capitalist can enter and open shop there. Hare Krishna. Gaur 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 Gaur. Sri Rai 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 Rai. Lakshmi Devi, she herself wanted to participate, but that was impossible for her even. How? The market, tight market. Lakshmi Devi could not. Followed by Krishna conception, Krishna consciousness. Only one thing in the market. Krishna consciousness ruling everything there. Everything controlled by Krishna consciousness. The harmony, not only harmony, by patch of work, but natural and the most intense harmony existing there. Not a patch of work, labored harmony. Living harmony. Brahma, Shiva, they are bewildered. Bewildered. We have never had such previous experience. Not only they attract the service, but the servitor they feel they cannot continue their life. They can't live without that service. That is their food. And they dress everything is that. Mahaprabhu always says, my friends show me Krishna, otherwise I can't live, I can't stand, I can't stay, maintain my existence without seeing what I saw, like lightning I saw. Without further seeing that, I can't tolerate the separation. Save me, Vaishvai. Where is he? Where is he? What I saw? That beauty like lightning touched my heart withdrawn himself. I can't stand. And he says, the unit of measurement. In a second, how many times one can die to earn that fortune? That is the unit of measurement. To get a second's perception, I am ready to die one crore of times. By that unit it is to be measured. Radha Mukunda Padasam Bhavakadma Bindu Nidman Chanupokarani Kita Deha Lakhang. Lalita Devi says, Goswami says, Lalita Devi's attraction towards Radha Krishna of what type? That is any a drop of sweat is found on the foot of Radha Rani or Krishna. She wants to efface that sweat drop by lacks of her life. Either he wants to get at once 1 lakh of body, all visibly engaged to remove the drop of sweat from the foot of the of Radha Govinda. It's a deha dukkha. Or she is ready to sacrifice 1 lakh of bodies to remove. It's a drop of sweat on the foot. That sort of unit is the measurement of how much love one bears for the then the object of what? Krishna consciousness means this type. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Mahaprabhu says, my heart burst without having a second view of that wonderful thing which I had experienced a little before. I can't stay. Beauty and sweetness be so much cruel. Oxymoron, opposite. Generally that should not be cruel, but so cruel that once sin, and then if I not get that, I shall have to die. How cruel the beauty may be. What power will do? They can neglect thousands of the shots of cannons, atom bombs, neglect. Atom bombs have no effect in them. That is all in the physical play. They do not care at all for them. That is in the other plane. Idhir kari sarvanas. A new body emerges from within and wants to cut off all the connection with this body of physical senses that can lead me to some other direction than Krishna consciousness. To bid goodbye to this body with all these senses which draw towards external appearance, apparent world. Tundi tandavini rutinguti. What one tongue will do? Innumerable tongues necessary to chant the name of Krishna. What one tongue will do? So only 2 years will do. Crores of years necessary to hear the name, sweet name of Krishna. These are the things of the devotees. You creator, you do not know a right creation, proper creation. Only 2 eyes you have given, who will have the chance to have a darshan of Krishna, the face of Krishna. Only 2 eyes you have given. And again you have given cover in those 2 eyes. Again cover. You don't know how to create. This is the inner feeling. Waves from inside comes of such nature. Who comes in connection really with Vrindavan proper. Vrindaranyam sapada ramanam Pavishad Gita Gitti Balapido Natara Bapur Karnayo Karnikaram Vibhat Vasam Kanakukupisham Vajayantin Chamalam Randhan Vino Rathara Sudhaya Urayan Gopa Vrindai Vrindaranyam Sapada Ramanam Pavishad Gita Gitti. How sweet personality. Krishna is approaching Vrindavan step by step. Sukadev is walking in the Vrindavan step by step, taking one foot as in the earth of Vrindavan, feeling with the touch of his divine feet, Sapada Ramanam. The Vrindavan art is feeling the charming sensation of the union with Krishna, with the divine touch in the dust. Rati Shukha. The whole, the sweet fulfillment of the sense pleasure by the touch of the feet of Krishna. Charming, charm. Vrindaranyam sapada ramanam pravishad gita kirti. And from the birds, insects, everything is singing in his praise, and the friends also accompanied. And Brahma comes and falls on the feet. I could not understand. You, my master, my lord, I was acquainted with my father Narayana. I somewhat acquainted with him, his ways. But you are independent of his nature. It was difficult for me to understand. But now I feel that you are above my father. Your capital is just on the superior position to that of my father Narayan in Vaikuntha. I feel that. Narayanangam Narabhujalayanam Tatyadi Satyam Notabhiva Mayam Bhagavatam. Adayiv, how to remove Narayan? Not Narayan, but even the source of Narayan, Agar, Swayam Bhagavan, you are. I ascertain. Otherwise, I have somewhat acquaintance with my father's ways, Narayan, but he was completely of other nature. I could not understand you. Please forgive me, my Lord, my ignorance. I could not think. I thought you are within my jurisdiction. Brahmanda is my jurisdiction and you are here. And what are your ways? Mysterious. As if you do not care for anyone, even not myself, or anyone. You are going on in your own way. It is a mystic thing. So I have to come and test you. Some say that you have got some mysterious powers, supernatural. I came to test, and now I really tried. But I find that I am lost. I am lost in my attempt. I tried my best to test you, to carry the cowboys and the cops. They are there already. But no injury in your realize is continuing as they were. A part removed by me, and I find that the removed part is already there. But no harm here, it is all full. I can't conceive how it is possible. How infinite your potency. A part removed, but that can't be known. Oh, though a cowboy eating with the cowboys in the same plate and with the rod, the whip, and with some ordinary bamboo flute, he was moving with some forest flowers and this and that. He was moving, but he was such and such, beyond our apprehension. Who are you? Please forgive me for my impertinence that I came to test you. Simplicity, plainness. That has crossed grandeur and judiciousness. Okay? Nidai. Mahaprabhu's method of argument was very simple and straight and comprehensive. That Krishna is superior to Narayana. To prove this, he just took Lakshmi Devi and in a stance. the Gopal Bhatta's father in Srirangam, to him he put. Just take the case of Lakshmi Devi. What is in Narayana, Lakshmi Devi has got everything. Everything is known to her. But he is not satisfied. He is running after Rasa-lila of Krishna. On the other hand, the gopis that have association with Krishna, they do not aspire after any connection with Narayana. If they chance to have a meeting with Narayana, oh my Lord, you bless me that we can have our affinity towards Krishna. Not for Narayana, but Lakshmi Devi running to take participation in the Rasa Leela of Krishna. What is that? And the most wonderful that Lakshmi Devi could not participate. Again more wonderful, Suti and Dandakaranya Rishi, they could have entrance, but Lakshmi Devi did not. And for that purpose she had to undergo penances for a long time. But still, he was not considered fit to enter into Rasa Leela. What is this? And also in Benares, he told to the Mayavadi sannyasis, take the case of the goddess of Ganges. Ganges, her position is on the head of Shiva, Ganga, and Jata, on the head of Shiva. But Ganges comes from the foot of Narayana. Then who is superior? Who is superior? The feet washing, which is originating from the feet of Narayana, Shiva takes her on her head. So Shiva or Narayana, who is superior here? You consider? Why should you bother me? You consider for yourself. Common sense. To the Mayavadi he told, I went to Badrinathan once, and there was an arrangement of explaining Bhagavatam there. Badrinath temple. So many educated men in the audience. One advocate of Bombay, Gujarati gentleman, he was present there. I began to explain and told Mahaprabhu in his argument with the Mayavadins, told, discarding Shankar philosophy. He told that Shankar has partially accepted what is given in Upanishad or Veda, not wholesale. That is the contention of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu wanted to accept the whole, Shruti as a whole, not part. In this way, Sadvankalidam Brahma. Everything which you see is Brahma. Shankar took on the Brahma and he left this sort everything. Then, if there is not everything, where the necessity arises to say, to give such statement that all these things are Brahma? Which is Brahma? Whatever we experience, we see, everything is Brahma. Shankar says only Brahma is existent and this is all false. How can he say? If this is false, then why So much trouble is necessary for Shankara to preach that this is not. This is there. Sadvankhanen, both so plurality and unity, both to be admitted. Everything is existing, but there is unity, oneness in them, and harmony. That should be Vedic sayings, wholesale must be accepted, not partly. Shankara is only taking partial. Then, naha nana asti kinchana. This variegatedness? No. Oneness. Shankara says no variety, no plurality. Only one. But if there is only one, what is the necessity of saying so, that no nama, no variegatedness? Variegatedness is there, variety, plurality is there. So it is necessary that no variety to say. There is unity within. All these things are united internally. That gentleman, that advocate appreciated it very much. Yes, what you say? This is strong common sense. We can't discard it.
A few weeks ago you told me of one story of Akbar being a Brahmin in a previous life.
Who?
Akbar, the Emperor Akbar. The Mughal Muslim Emperor Akbar.
Akbar.
That he was a Brahmin Akbar in previous life.
Yes. That is a story.
Is there a story
that Akbar was a Brahmin, but there was a well in Allahabad. This Kamokup.
Very deep.
Huh?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Kamokup. There was one well. If anyone jumped in that well and committed suicide with any prayer, that prayer was fulfilled, used to be fulfilled. So that Brahmin could not tolerate his poverty. He jumped in the well, praying that I may be a king. And then the Brahmin got a bath of Mohammedan, and he was Akbar. There is a saying in that way. And Akbar was conscious of his previous life. So, when he attained the majority and got control of the kingdom, he closed that well, finished.
That well is not there anymore, Maharaj?
No.
That well is not there.
Kamokup is not there. Not there. There's another Akkhoy bought. There's one banyan tree in that fort, Allahabad fort. Only some 50 years back also, one big trunk of that tree was shown that this is Akkhoy water. But that is also finished. Under that banyan tree, it is mentioned that even Ramchandra passed through that tree. And Krishna also, in Dwapar Yuga, he also used in his pastimes that tree. It is mentioned. Saying, not found in any Puran, which is very authentic in the society, not there. But it was something. Even in But Yodhida, we find Radharani, she is saying her aspiration. Kamana sagare moribo yami sadhibo monero sadha. I shall kill myself jumping in that well. With this prayer, apuni hoibo sinannanannan tomare koribo radha. With this object, this prayer, that I shall be sinannanannan you, and you will be, you will take my position, then you will feel my Lord, how, in what homeless position I am, passing my time. You can't, you don't know in how adverse circumstances I am living. You have captured my whole heart, my every atom of my body, only once you, and I can't come to you. The circumstance is very, very cruel and unfavorable. And you do not like to appreciate that. Why I can't come? Why I cannot do so? That. So I shall jump into that well and pray with a prayer that you will have to come to my position and I will go to your position. Then you will be able to understand what is my trouble. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Maharaj, what is the reason behind calling Lord Shiva the greatest Vaishnava?
Oh, Bhagavad says, Vishnuvanam yatha sambhu. But there are others also who say that Shiva is the ultimate, is the conception of the absolute reality, and not Vishnu, Narayana. In the south, old Shaivite school, extreme Shaivite school, like Ramanuja, Vishishtadvaitavadi Shaiva is there. Sri Kantha is a one Pandit scholar. He has showed, like Ramanuja, that the ultimate cause is personal, but he is the conception of Shiva, not of Narayana. He has explained the Upanishad in that light, Sri Kantha.
Another identity or some story behind Aurangzeb, like there is behind Akbar?
Akbar.
Is there a story behind Aurangzeb similar to the story behind Akbar? Some reason for his birth?
What is Aurangzeb?
Yes. Is there any history, previous birth history?
No, I don't know. I don't know any previous history of Aurangzeb.
They say he was very devout.
But some history regarding Shesha, previous to Akbar, the Mughal, he was Pathan. He captured, for the time being, the throne of Delhi from the hands of Mughal, Humayun, at the time of Humayun. Few years, he snatched the throne from the Mughal and reigned for some time. And then again, Bairam Khan defeated his successors and restored the throne for the Mughal. That Sher Shah, he was, when making plan to attack Delhi, he sat under a tree on the road. And a Brahmin astrologer saw him. "Oh, what are you thinking? It will be fulfilled," he told. "What are you thinking now? That will be fulfilled," I say. "Yes, yes." Then he went and he captured the throne of Delhi. Then he tried his best to find out that Brahmin who foretold of his extraordinary success, but he could not do so, find him. And he was pro-Hindus, Sesha, and the Grand Trunk Road from Delhi to Bagan, that was constructed by Sesha. And the rupee, Indian coin, that was also made by him, as Sesha. For ordinary history, we understand this. Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Akbar was pro-Hindu and Shahjahan was also pro-Hindu, but Aurangzeb was hopelessly against Hindu. In Vrindavan you have seen the old temple of Govindaji that was broken by Aurangzeb. It was 7-storied temple. 4 stories from above was demolished. And the deities they removed towards Rajputana, Jaipur. That was the state of Man Singh, the famous general of Akbar, Man Singh. Who also fought against Rajput in favor of Akbar with Rana Pratap Singh. Rana Pratap Singh, the bravest man ever known to the world. Single-handed he fought against the great empire, even including his relatives and kinsmen. All one side, and he alone one side, with few followers. But continued his fighting for 25 years against the great emperor Akbar. For laughing. His history is more strange than a fiction.
He was to start the gorilla art of fighting, Maharaj. Rana Pratap? He started the gorilla art of fighting.
Not gorilla. Front to front. Shivaji fought more in a gorilla war. Shivaji, Maratha. But Pratap Rajput fought front to front, face to face fighting.
He was Krishna Bhakta or Shiva Bhakta?
Who?
They
are mostly Shaivite.
Shiva.
Mostly Shaivite, Shiva Bhakta, Rajputs. But they do not ignore Krishna.